And watch the mountains push the sun up to the sky. And by a little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buona signorina.
This could be the greatest moment of my life.
Me darling, I was just clearing me throat.
Listen to you. Cackling away. That laughter is the sort of laughter that only comes from somebody
I'm
that is
blushing again.
You are.
Of course, that is Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC. Stop it. Here at BBC Newcastle, we are proud to announce Brian Johnson kindly agreed to be the voice of BBC Newcastle alongside Carol Maley. Here's a bit of Brian in action from our recording session.
Alfie and Charlie at breakfast. Newcastle and Sunderland commentary exclusively live. And Lucas and Rick Martin. I love that name, Rick Martin. It's just like Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Martin. Come on. Come on, Ricky, baby. Okay. BBC Newcastle. Northeast and proud.
You get nervous about meeting your heroes because you think you're going to be disappointed. This man was more than I'd ever imagined.
Maybe that's why you're ill. Maybe he knocked out your immune system. It's so emotional.
The thing that changed my life was the BBC. In the old days on television, they used to have these interludes, they were called. And there'd be, you'd see somebody with a potter's wheel making a vase or a brook with fish swimming up. And then right out of the blue one day, I remember sitting in it, you know, said, and now for the interlude, we have a young man from America, and he's called Little Richard, and singing his new pop song, Tutti Frutti. And this guy just, wah, bah, blue, bah, blah, bah, bah, toot, and my jaw just dropped. I just said, what the heck? And that was it. I was gone. I still like
listening
to some.
But your passion for him's never gone away.
No, it's never dimmed. No, it's never dimmed. Good music can lift you. At home in Sarasota, where I live, took a tip from the Nordoff Robbins Foundation that used music to heal people. So I opened up this children's ward. And honestly, me darling, you know, these kids who, you know, the most of them are terminal illnesses and all of that, and they're surrounded by shiny objects and doctors and needles. And then you put them in this music room and they start beating away. And we record them and we make CDs, you see. And we put the pictures on them and we give them to their moms and dads, you know, because you don't know how long they're going to last. But the joy it brings. So as far as I'm concerned, music, you know, anybody that says they don't like it, they're just a dead soul. There's nothing in them, you know.
There is.
Yes, me darling.
There's a particular album here that I think 50 million have been sold.
Yep.
This is the second biggest selling album of all time.
Yes, it.
It's yours.
Uh-huh.
You wrote the songs. And there's a little picture of you here.
Yeah, the young lad. Look at that young lad. He's got all his teeth and everything. Hey.
How does that make you feel looking at that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I just love the whole thing of it, you know, the back and black thing. It was just, it took 6 weeks to record. I'd never heard it for about another 3 weeks. And I got a copy in the post. I'll never forget. And I didn't have my mother and father didn't have a record player, so I had to go to my pal's house. And I says, yeah, can I have a listen? And he went, and my pal was listening, and we put a couple of tracks on. He's gone, oh, you're singing way too high. He said, I don't like that. He said, it's awful. I went, oh, dear. So I was really disappointed.
So the first time you heard this?
It was in a pal's record player.
In the Northeast?
Yeah, Newcastle High. And so, and he went, oh, singing too high there, Brian. He said, you didn't belong up there. And I went, oh, good. And I remember I'd depressed as hell. Because he went, right, I've got a gun. No, he said, off you go. I went, oh, can I hear the rest of it? He said, no, no. So I only heard the first two songs.
Can you do one line?
What's that?
One line from this whole album. What would you choose?
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. There you go. That's for you, me little angel kid.
No!
Stop that. Hey, guitaring. Listen, he was meaning you, you know, and he chose that line specifically for you.
He said a lot of
things. Was it a fast machine with your motor clean or something?
Thank you.